House of the Dragon takes a big leap forward.
We should address the latest developments in the Stepstones, my lords.
And Celebrity Jeopardy makes its return.
Let's hope they've been reading more than screenplays.
I'm Patrick Gomez from Entertainment Weekly, filling in for Jared Hall. And here's what to watch this weekend, September 23rd to September 25th. We're counting down the weekend's top five must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Better Call Saul co-creator Vince Gilligan has figured out his next project, which he just revealed will star his Saul leading lady Rhea Seehorn. But Breaking Bad superfans, don't get ahead of yourselves. This won't be a show in the Bad universe. The premise of the new Apple TV Plus show is yet to be revealed. But in a statement released to EW, Gilligan said, quote, "After 15 years, I figured it was time to take a break from writing antiheroes. And who's more heroic than the brilliant Rhea Seehorn? It's long past time she had her own show, and I feel lucky to get to work on it with her." In the world of movies, things are moving slow, but it seems progress is being made towards Sister Act 3 becoming a reality. While appearing on The View on Thursday, producer Tyler Perry provided an update on his Whoopi Goldberg threequel, saying, quote, "I loved the idea of us making this happen, but the Hollywood system moves a little slower than I'd like to. We've got a good script, we're off to a great start. We're just trying to get everybody moving in the right direction to get it going." Goldberg, who's a host on The View, credited Perry with reigniting interest in more of Sister Mary Clarence's story, saying the studio was, quote, "sort of lukewarm for the longest time. They said nobody wanted to see it. And then Tyler went in and said, I want to see it. The next thing I knew, we were on." And finally, in the wake of his controversial departure from the Goldbergs, actor Jeff Garlin has revealed that he has bipolar disorder. The actor shared the news on Instagram on Wednesday, which also happened to be the season 10 premiere date of the ABC sitcom he departed following an HR investigation over complaints about his on-set behavior. Garlin said, quote, "Bipolar is a motherfucker. Sometimes it's just too much to deal with. I'm doing the best I can." For more on all these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head to EW.com. Get ready for a preview event of truly epic proportions. It's the premiere of To Doom. The Netflix Global Fan Event is back, and just as in years past, we're about to get sneak peeks, behind-the-scenes footage, and grand reveals for tons of fan-favorite Netflix shows and movies. We'll be getting details on new seasons of Stranger Things, Bridgerton, Never Have I Ever, The Crown, Emily in Paris, The Witcher, and so many more. Plus, hear from Gal Gadot and Chris Hemsworth on their new movies. Here's a preview.
It's time.
We've got a global fan event to launch.
Drum roll, please.
Are you ready for To Doom?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Today I get to share a special gift.
It's happening.
Coming at you right now.
To Doom is back.
Let's reveal some steamy secrets, shall we?
I'm very excited for you guys to see it.
I'll meet you there. Check out the news you've been waiting for.
Get ready for some action.
Bonjour, To Doom.
It's time.
Chegou a hora.
Let me tell you what you're about to witness.
I'm so excited to introduce my new movie.
A lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into making this.
Here's a sneak peek behind the scenes.
It's very exciting, you know?
Yes.
Hola, hola.
Thanks for joining us.
Let's get down to business.
It's happening.
It's magical.
Se viene, gente. Se viene.
I'm into it, babe. I'm into it.
Go time.
Take it away.
Get ready to have your world turned upside down.
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Because we're sounding the alarm.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Positions, everyone.
We got this. Right?
To Doom.
To Doom.
To Doom.
To Doom.
Or not To Doom.
We nailed that!
Rom-com icons Reese Witherspoon and Ashton Kutcher are teaming up for a special project? Sign us up! For a Netflix subscription, that is. Watch To Doom, a Netflix global fan event Saturday at 1 p.m. on youtube.com/Netflix.
Number 4.
The The celebrity game show competitions pit celebrities against each other to answer questions and solve puzzles to win money for the charities of their choice. What is Celebrity Jeopardy and Celebrity Wheel of Fortune? Our number four pick is the season premieres of two iconic shows that are looking to the stars for some added flair. Simu Liu, Ego Nwodum, and Andy Richter will compete on Sunday's episode of Celebrity Jeopardy with host Mayim Bialik. Then hosts Pat Sajak and Vanna White will welcome Amanda Seales, Snoop Dogg, and Mark Duplass on Celebrity Wheel of Fortune. Here's a preview.
It's the OG Jeopardy with celebrities.
America's favorite quiz show is looking to the stars.
Let's hope they've been reading more than screenplays.
Mayim Bialik hosts Celebrity Jeopardy. Series premieres September 25th on ABC and stream on Hulu.
Lots of cash is on the line, so see which of your favorite celebs has what it takes to win. Watch the series premiere of Celebrity Jeopardy at 8 and the season premiere of Celebrity Wheel of Fortune at 9 on ABC. ABC is headed back to the streets of Los Angeles on Sunday when season 5 of The Rookie premieres. And while Nathan Fillion's John Nolan has faced innumerable obstacles as a cop, he is finally about to realize his dream of becoming a training officer. EW caught up with Fillion on set and saw fit to interrogate him about the new season and John's new role in the force. Take a listen.
So, so John is going to be a training officer. Training officers were certainly a big part of his the start of his career, and then he started being a cop. It's the next logical development in his career. He's going to go from this place to you're going to step it up. Everything's going to start to develop. He wants to be a training officer because he wants to give back. Also because he sees that there needs to be some changes in the department, and he wants to be a part of that change. He feels that's the best place he can do it. Mm-hmm. And thirdly, and probably the most important reason, is all the people that come up to me later and go, "Hey, how long is Nolan going to be a rookie?" He's not still a rookie anymore. He's not. They're really concerned about whether or not he's a rookie. So when you advance in your career and you're doing a new thing, you're automatically a rookie all over again.
So
it's more of a metaphor, I guess.
Sure, sure.
But it's not just John's career that viewers are eager to see more of. Season 4 ended with a long-awaited kiss between Lucy and Tim, their sexual tension channeled into a moment that could be played off as just part of their undercover work. And Nathan Fillion is just as invested in the future of Chenford as the rest of us. His character, maybe less so.
Chenford! Oh my gosh, okay. So, I don't, get really down into, popcorn eating of my own show. Oh my God, what's going to happen? I don't do that all the time. But I got to say, the Tim and Lucy stuff, the Chenford relationship, is one of those things where even if you were there on the day watching them film it, you're never going to get that story that cameras can tell where they get in really tight and they take the best takes. And on the edit and music, there is so much happening there that you want to. What? It gets a little steamy at times. You go, how are we going to explain this to everybody? You start getting riled up. You really do. I have a really good time with that. I don't think John cares. He doesn't really notice what's going on under his eyes. These two have been pretty sneaky. Maybe people close to them are starting to know some stuff, but John's so clueless right now.
The Rookie is back on Sunday on ABC at 10. It's trivia time. Time jumps can act as a great plot device for TV series, giving showrunners an easy way to welcome all new characters to a show or introduce older versions of characters, like they do in the upcoming new episode of House of the Dragon, which we'll hear more about in a minute. First, here's today's trivia question. Amongst the following shows that had significant time jumps, which had the largest? Riverdale, New Girl, or The Affair? Stick around for the answer. Things are getting heated in the Big Brother house, and our next pick is the season finale of the CBS reality competition. Surviving a targeted attack based on lies early in the season, fan favorite contestant Taylor is celebrating her second HOH win at a crucial moment in the competition. She's now guaranteed at least third place in Sunday's finale, but will the jury of eliminated house guests vote for her to win if she makes it to the final two? Here's jury member Terrence speaking to EW about his feud with Taylor.
Listen, me and Taylor are both Midwesterners, and we really do love each other, believing, you know, don't believe what you saw. And we do wish we did lock in together, but we just couldn't this season.
Who will win it all? Watch to find out on the special 2-hour season 24 finale of Big Brother, Sunday at 8 on CBS. Stay tuned for our number one pick and the answer to today's trivia question. What to Watch will be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Any of you Romeo and Juliet fans ever wonder what happened to Romeo's ex, Rosalind? Well, wonder no more. The upcoming movie Rosalind tells a woefully satirical story through the lens of Romeo's ex-lover as she realizes he's moved on to her cousin Juliet and tries to win him back. Caitlin Dever plays the title role in the Hulu film, which is our soundbite of the week.
I'm going to fake my own death. I'll drink this potion. It'll look like I'm dead.
That is quite possibly the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Did you drink it already?
Oh, Juliet!
Rosalind will be available to stream October 14th on Hulu, but you can check out the full trailer on YouTube now. Vanessa Hudgens must be calling her agent right now because there's a princess switch happening without her. Okay, maybe not. This royal recast has nothing to do with those Netflix feel-good films and has everything to do with House of the Dragon. Premiering this Sunday, episode 6 of the Game of Thrones prequel marks a major shift in the HBO drama. Millie Alcock and Emily Carey have been playing the roles of Princess Rhaenyra Targaryen and Alicent Hightop in the first half of the season. Now, a 10-year time jump will bring us to meet these characters as adults, played by Emma D'Arcy and Olivia Cooke. Here's a preview of the new episode.
We should address the latest developments in the Stepstones, my lords.
Where, I wonder, is our Prince Daemon?
It was a decade ago, and he has since left the region undefended.
We have left it undefended. My queen?
What are children but a weakness? Through them, you imagine you will persist forever.
You will be our king.
We are the blood of old Valyria.
But for them, you surrender what you should not.
A father compromised by the acts of a son.
To have one child like that is a mistake. To have three is an insult.
People have eyes. Consequences of an allegation like the one you twirled would be dire.
Dracarys!
House of the Dragon continues the story of the Dance of the Dragons, a civil war over succession that broke out within the once thriving Targaryen Empire after King Viserys breaks from tradition by naming a female, his daughter, Princess Rhaenyra, heir to the Iron Throne. But as the years go on, the king remarries, this time to Rhaenyra's best friend Alicent, and they have a son, Aegon. The fight over which child should rule splits Westeros in two, leading to a devastating conflict. Here, D'Arcy discusses the new place we find Rhaenyra when Sunday's episode picks up 10 years after the events of episode 5.
How do we make sure, kind of throughout the series, but, you know, also at the very beginning, that this character who, as a result of patriarchal constraints, essentially doesn't have power, they have privilege, but they don't have power, how do we make sure that they are simultaneously in command as a protagonist? And this is something that I know that they both care about really deeply. It's one thing to, you know, put two women in two major roles in a series like this, to have two female characters in the center of a series like this. But it's another when necessarily they are positioned within a patriarchy. And how do we pay attention to them at least seeking command of their own life? And I think that's something that we kept like a close eye on all the way through the series.
Watch the new episode of House of the Dragon Sunday at 9 on HBO. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Amongst the following shows that had significant time jumps, which had the largest? Riverdale, New Girl, or The Affair? The answer is The Affair. The series jumped forward 30 years into the future and showed an adult Joni Lockhart, played by Anna Paquin, grappling with her own affair, leaving her children behind, and eventually confronting her mother's killer. That's our show for today. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you on Monday, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Editor-in-Chief Patrick Gomez. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Patrick Gomez LA. Thanks for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep, Maureen Lee Lenker, and Nick Romano. Edited by Lauren Klein, produced by Ashley Boucher and Jared Hall, hosted by Patrick Gomez, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.